passing of.
Passing the.
The official.
Oh. Emblem. All right. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. We'll begin in a moment with council communications items and then move on to the regular agenda that includes both some time certain items and the rest of the balance of our business. If you're here to speak on a council calendar item, we typically allow people 3 minutes, and we ask that there always be decorum in this chamber. So if you agree with someone's point of view, you're free, of course, to give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand, but we ask that we not make vocal demonstrations in favor or in opposition to our fellow citizens so they have a chance to have their say, regardless of whether we agree with them or not. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization under our city code, you're required to disclose that, so please do. And with that, we'll turn to communications item number one.
Request of Craig Rogers to address council regarding street fee.
Mr. Rogers, come on up.
Morning, Mayor.
Morning.
Commissioners, thank you for this privilege to have a few moments with you. Ever since the beginning of the street fee, and as I grew and learned more, there's a picture in my mind's eye I wanted to share with you, and now I have an opportunity right now. And it has to do with something that Amanda recently shared about $3 a month and missing a meal. Because near where I live, near 111th, an old Winnebago showed up, and there was a mother with four children. And, you know, I drove past it for about a week and began to talk to them, and they lived in a trailer park nearby, and they were just overnight evicted like that. And there they were in this old Winnebago, and the kids running all over the park near Floyd Light Middle School. And you could tell poverty. I mean, they were hard up. And this picture has come to mind because that mother of those four children, this was taken during the Dust Bowl era. It's a classic photograph, and I love photography. And that's why it came to mind. So I really respect the fact of what you had to say of taking the stand that you have on the street fee. And I really support you on that because that mother had so much fear. And fortunately, as a result of being in the work group, I had an opportunity to meet Jill, who was the head of Home Forward. And so then I got information from Jill to give to this mother of four young children who were probably in the ages of 2 to 12 and see if something could happen there. And I stayed in as much communication as I could with her to help her move forward there with Home Forward. So,
good. Thanks for doing that.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, hey, I wouldn't know Jill unless I had attended all of those work group meetings. So then something I subscribe to is Investor's Business Daily. And here it says Leaders in Success. It has 10 secrets to success no matter what you do in life. And number 10, after you go through all the others, is be honest and dependable. Take responsibility. Otherwise, number 1 through 9 won't matter. And that's really significant to me. So, boy, time's running right along. I think it's interesting to note that in this auditor's report that it says, however, despite PBOT knowing the inevitable and costly consequences of failing to maintain streets, PBOT management and city council limited street maintenance work in recent years, choosing instead to focus on other priorities. That's why an oversight, a real oversight, is so important.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks.
You're welcome.